So I hitchhiked over to my friend's house. I got there, it was late at night when I got there, I remember. And I woke him up and I said, "Eric, read the Bible to me." And he did. And he was reading the Bible to me, because I didn't know, I never read the Bible or nothing. And he's reading it to me, it was like, oh, it was pulverized my insides. And I remember he was talking about the parable of the seed, of the sower. And he said, "Well, if you're so smart, what does that mean?" And he asked me, and I'd tell him, because he said these 12 guys that were with him didn't know what it meant. So and I told him, and I was right. And I never seen it before. He said, "How do you know that?" I said, "That's what makes sense to me." And it come to find out, I was saying what the other part of the story was, and he said, "That's right." So anyway, that was doing something to my insides. And I was living on the street. I had no place to go. A lot of times, just sleep in the car or have a bottle of wine in an alley. So I said, "God, you got to get me out of here. You got to show me your people and do something." And about a week later, I met some evangelists. Within that week, within 2 weeks, I ended up in Willimantic, Connecticut, with a bunch of drug addicts from New York City that was on called Damascus. It was something like Teen Challenge. I'd come up from New York City from a ministry down there, and they said, "You belong with us. Come back with us to New York." And I thought, wow, guys just like me, all outcasts, all drug addicts, convicts, and everything else. And they were all ex, and they all knew the Lord. And I said, "But this is something I can relate to. I could never relate to anything." So I went with them to New York. I stayed down in the mission there for about 2 years. And that's when I taught myself how to read. I started teaching myself how to read the Bible. And I started to read the Bible. And about 5 years later from that, I ended up in a mission in Brooklyn, New York. And I started preaching. And lo, the angels came to me again. And I preached for a while. But I still had problems. And by that time, I was probably 20, 28, 29. But the other part of it is now when I started preaching again, when I finally just got straightened out and after the mission, and I started preaching in Brooklyn, New York, and I preached there for just a short time, the angels started coming to me again. And I had a lot of experiences. The fellow that had got open a mission in New York was... His name was Raymond Navera. He was a big-time drug dealer. He had connection with Genovese and the Mafia down there. He got saved. He got the mission going. And I went there and was preaching down there. And he left. In fact, he ended up dying of an overdose in the street. But some things happened down there after a few months of preaching that I got discouraged again. I hitchhiked out of New York with a nickel in my pocket, ended up back in Meriden, Connecticut. Had a bad back. I stayed with my sister's house for probably a month. And I remember I had a slip disc in my back for years from working. I hurt myself in construction. I got paralyzed. They gave me a disc operation. I asked the Lord to do a miracle, but he didn't. And I think it's because I earned that from the way I was living. And of all the stupid things to do, when I came out of the hospital with a disc, I ended up being a fighter. I started boxing because the thing had hatred for the world again. I got all the way up almost to a title shot with Bob Foster, the light heavyweight champ of the world. And the same thing, in the ring, the killing stuff kind of come back. Because in the ring, I did good. But it was the whole thing about, I was walking through these things, and every guy that I was fighting was my father, and I was killing them, and I was starting to enjoy it. And I said, "Lord, you gotta get me out of this."